Hi, I'm Will Roadhouse, and I'm the CEO of Compass Group International and Compass Group Productions, and welcome to my podcast. Today's podcast, I have some fantastic news that I want to share with everyone about Thailand, some really exciting news, and then I want to talk more about some up-and-coming exciting news that's happening in the beach city of Jom Tien. And then also I'm going to answer a couple of viewer emails, a couple of questions that has arisen in the last week or so. So the very first thing is, if you haven't subscribed to our channels, please do so. Our new home is on Anchor, and the reason why is because there are so many more tools that Anchor, and if you wonder where Anchor is owned by Spotify. So there's a lot more tools that we have as podcasters and creating podcast shows. And also have a wider network for distribution. So for an example, you can find my podcast on Apple, on the Google Play Store, and many, many other, for example, Spotify and Radio Republic. And then there's Podbean, there's Pocket Cast, Overcast, and obviously Google Podcast. The 200 plus episodes that we have on SoundCloud are staying on SoundCloud. We have many, many, many episodes there. So you can always go to our SoundCloud to listen to some of our older episodes. There's still, many of them are still relevant today when it comes down to expat lifestyles, some commercial real estate stuff. But all the new episodes are going to happen here in Anchor and be distributed to the different distribution networks. For example, like Google and like Apple. But we are not going to migrate our old podcast episodes to Anchor. So if you haven't done so, please subscribe. So what are some of the great things that are happening in Thailand right now? First and foremost, and this should excite a lot of you, for those individuals that are living in Thailand, those expats, even local Thais, and for those that are looking to live in Thailand, that are looking to live in multiple cities in Thailand. So after many years of delays and debate, folks, it's finally been greenlit. The bullet trains are finally coming to Thailand. That should be exciting news for everyone. So what does that mean? Bullet trains, you are familiar with them in Europe. You see them in places like in Taiwan and Japan. Yes, these are the high-speed rail lines that are coming to Thailand, and then they cut down. Basically, going to your second home by the beaches or at the beach cities, literally in half. So for an example, Bangkok to Pattaya or Pattaya Jom Tien, 45 minutes. How crazy is that? Because right now, if you're not aware, one of my very, very few cons, I don't have many cons about living here in Thailand, but one of my cons is the horrible traffic situation here in Bangkok. Bangkok has probably, I think it's in the top 10 for one of the most congested cities in the world for traffic, and it is horrible. That's why my wife and I love to use the BTS or other modes of transportation, but more so than ever, we live in an area in Bangkok where we can walk to everything. So we really don't have to get in our car or jump on a SkyTrain to do anything. We just walk outside our building and literally have hundreds of different options to dining, to entertainment, gyms, the whole night shopping, clothes shopping, food shopping, electronics, whatever it may be. But the nice thing about this high-speed rail line, and I'm going to tell you in just a minute how it differs from the SkyTrain, from the BTS here in Thailand, is that many of us that live in Bangkok have second, third, and fourth homes in other provinces throughout the Thailand. So many of us that live in Bangkok, we actually have a beach home in Pattaya or Jom Tien, which is normally about an hour to hour and a half drive from Bangkok, or in Hua Hin, which could be anywhere from 2 to 2.5 hours, or even in other regions like up north in Chiang Mai, or even way down south in Phuket. But the main thing is the majority of expats and also local Thais have second homes in the three nearby beach cities, which is Pattaya, Jom Tien, and Hua Hin. So now, with this high-speed bullet train, Bangkok to Pattaya, Jomtien, 45 minutes. And then we're looking at, so basically this rail is going to start from Dong Mueang Airport, go all the way down to Suvarnabhumi Airport, which is a big international airport that you all fly into. Then it's going to go down to Chonburi, and then eventually down to the Pattaya Station. And the Pattaya Station, obviously, for people like myself, my wife and I, we have a second home in Jomtien, which is only 10 minutes away from Pattaya. So 45 minutes. I mean, that is just mind-boggling, and I'm super excited, and you should be too. You really should be excited. So one of the future plans and expansion of Thailand's high-speed rail line is Bangkok going all the way down to Hat Yai. So that's all the way down south. And then from Bangkok going up north to Korat, to Nong Khai, which is kind of like that Isan region. And then going also way up to the northwest to Chiang Mai. So that is super exciting. I mean, I am so stoked. And it is a huge project. And let's see. It is going to, I think they are groundbreaking, I think in 2022 or next year, 2021. But the first lines are going to be Bangkok to Pattaya. So that is my first exciting news. So anyone out there that, you know, some of you are wondering, well, you know, if I have a place in Bangkok, I would love to have a second home in a beach city like Pattaya Jomtien or in Hua Hin. And a rail line eventually also is looking to go to Hua Hin down the road too. But now this gives you an even better option because now your second home in a beach city like Pattaya Jomtien is now only going to be 45 minutes away. So you could literally on a Thursday night say, hey, you know what? I want to go to the beach. Hop on a rail line, get down there in 45 minutes. That, folks, is super exciting. So to the next big news is Jomtien Pattaya, or Pattaya Jomtien. If you're not familiar with the beaches, there's been a little bit of erosion on the beaches. And if you weren't aware, did you know that sand is now a prized commodity throughout the world? That there are, so if you actually want to get into the business of selling sand, I tell you, it's up and coming. There are many, many nations that are buying sand, believe it or not. But there is some significant erosion in cities like Pattaya. Jomtien is not that bad, but Pattaya, it's horrible. I mean, literally, like you see, you know, the city fills it, and then literally a year or so later, the sand gets all washed into the ocean. So there's lots of erosion. Jomtien also has a little bit of erosion, but here's the exciting news. So on Friday, on June 12th, so just not too long ago, the city, the Pattaya city, has announced that they are going to begin a $19 million project, so it's about 586 million baht project, to bring back the eroding beaches of Jomtien. So they're going to basically what they call reinforce the damage caused by erosion. So they're going to be filling a lot of the beaches along the coast here in Jomtien. And I'm super excited about that because where we live is we live in a northern side of Jomtien, which is kind of the preferred location. It's quiet, it's quaint, you're away from the craziness and not a lot of tourists in the area. And also we're surrounded by these mega projects and also some mega resorts. But living across the street from the beach is really nice too. But we have slowly seen over the last 5 years I've lived here in Jomtien is the slow erosion. So I'm really excited that the city officials are now contracted to an Italian Thai development company. And it's roughly gonna take, I think, about 2 to 3 years. It's a large scale project. And let's see, it is going to start, let's see, is it starting right away? I think it is starting sometime later this year in 2020. So now we're going to have some nice fresh sand along the coastal area of Jiuntian. So for those of you out there that obviously don't want to live in Pattaya because there's just way too many tourists, not the friendliest of people because it's a tourist city, and also because of the stigma that Pattaya has. I mean, it's a big giant red light district, but there's lots of craziness from bars to just being surrounded by tons of tourists. Nobody likes that. I certainly don't. So I live in a neighboring city called Jiuntian. And this has been a complaint for some of us that live here is the eroding beaches. So now it is going to be filled, and I'm super excited about that. Then the next thing is I want to talk about some questions. Actually, hold on one second. Let me just take a sip of my cold brew here. Is that I've had a couple questions. And the first question is actually from a friend of mine. And he told me, he said, Will, he's like, okay, so I'm looking to move to Thailand. I'm looking to retire there. Is what do you recommend? Is that, should I just get a big place in Bangkok? What do you recommend? Because I have roughly about between, let's just say, 300 to 500,000 to spend. And I could probably get, you could probably find me a really pimped out place. I said, absolutely. I said, I could find you a really nice place in Bangkok, but I don't recommend that. One of the great things about living here in Thailand that people don't realize is the fact that your money goes so much further when it comes to real estate. So what that means is, instead of having one big home in one location, you can have two, three, or four homes throughout Thailand. I mean, that should excite you. Because remember this, and I said this in my podcast before, is that the idea of retirement is, well, let me rephrase that, is that people that are looking to retire do not think about the true realities and the true benefits of retirement. They think like, okay, I don't have to work anymore. Oh crap, but now I'm on a fixed income. So there are a lot of sacrifices. And I may have to move to a city that I don't want because of lower cost of living. I may have to downsize. Well, remember this, when you're retiring, it should mean freedom to you and your wife or your husband. It should mean freedom to travel, freedom to go places, freedom to explore, freedom to seek adventure that you haven't done because you've worked your butt off for many, many decades. So when I told my friend, I said, it's very common for the Westerner, whether you come from North America or Western Europe or Australia, New Zealand, is to just buy one home because that's what normally people do. They just buy one home. But here in Thailand, for the price of $300,000 to $500,000, I said, I could find you four homes in four different regions in Thailand. He's like, what? No way. He's like, but I don't want to live in some tiny little area. I said, no. These aren't tiny little boxes. They're fantastic areas. So I said, let me give you an example. This is what I would do for you, is that, and this is what I'll recommend for you, is that first and foremost, Bangkok should be your hub. That is your home base. All the other areas and regions around Thailand is your second, third, fourth, and fifth home. Bangkok should be your base of operation. So here in Bangkok would be your largest home. And I said, either I find you a two or three bedroom condo, and I would always find you a place that is within walking distance to everything, that you're close to the BTS line, public transportation, a nice expat community, and just a lot of entertainment and light life, a lot of cool stuff to do. So that should be your biggest home, two to three bedrooms in Bangkok. Then you definitely need to have condos in Jiuntian, so not in Pattaya, but in Jiuntian, like a one-bedroom condo right across from the beach, because it's only an hour and a half away, and especially with this new rail line that's coming in, you'll be there within 45 minutes, and then just take a cab to your condo, which will only be about 10 minutes away, and then have your third home in Hua Hin, and Hua Hin is such a different flavor. Yeah, it's a little bit more expensive, but just a different flavor. And Pattaya Jiuntian is just fun. I mean, it's fun. I'm into Muay Thai. I love martial arts. I've been training martial arts for a very long time. Some of the top Muay Thai gyms are in Pattaya, so very close to where I live. And also, you have great nightlife, you have great shopping, food. So Pattaya isn't just one big city of just hookers. That's a huge misconception. It's not one big giant red light district. I may have said that earlier in the podcast, but it's a misconception. The red light district is very condensed into one area called Walking Street. But everywhere else in Pattaya, you have restaurants, eclectic restaurants of all nationalities. For an example, there's this wonderful place that I forgot what the name of it is called, but I know it because, you know, we drive right by there. It's right across the street from the beach. They make amazing pizza, and they also make this killer German pork knuckle. And if you don't know what German pork knuckle is, imagine a big giant pork knuckle that's been marinated and deep fried. It's like the best pork knuckle I've ever had, served with some sauerkraut and some fries. And the pizza there is amazing, and it's also a brewery. So we had some great beers there, and it was also very inexpensive. So it's fun stuff like that, big movie theaters, big resorts. Terminal 21 Mall also has a location there. So you're close to that kind of action. And then the second home should be in Hua Hin, because Hua Hin, even though it's a little bit further, but it's a different type of flavor. It's very relaxed. The beaches are actually a little bit more beautiful. Yes, there's more older folks and older people. It's a smaller beach city, but it's also a nice place to just chill too. So we also have a home in Hua Hin. I said, I would also find you a home in Hua Hin. And I said, based on your budget, I can also find you a fourth home. So if you want something in Phuket, I can also find you something in Phuket, like a nice one bedroom, close to the city center, close to the beach. And then if we are getting closer to your $500,000 budget, I can find you a fifth home in Chiang Mai, which is completely different, which is up north. Chiang Mai is, it's kind of like a big little city. It's beautiful because it's inland. It's a little bit cooler, has a high density of little small temples throughout the city, throughout the province. The food, the cuisine is different too. Actually, I do like Northern Thai food. And the people are also very, very nice. It's just a different scene. It's like, imagine, you know, being in California. So you have a home, let's just say in LA. So Bangkok is like LA. Then you have a beach home in South Bay, like Redondo Beach. And then you have another beach home in Orange County, maybe like in San Clemente or Dana Point or Huntington Beach. And then you have your mountain retreat in Big Bear. That would be like Chiang Mai. And my friend is from California, so he understood perfectly what I said. He's like, wow. He's like, I didn't know I could have all that. I said, absolutely. There's no sense, because you're retiring, there's no sense in just having one home, one big home. Instead, have 3 to 4 to 5 little small homes and basically go to them by season. And I was explaining to him what my wife and I do. He's like, you have the life. He's like, I want that. He's like, my wife and I want what you have, and we want to do it. So that's my recommendation for folks, is that for those of you that are looking to retire, don't look at just buying one. And the thing is in Latin America, which I spent, you know, close to almost 2 decades there doing business and also living there, is the reason why I made the transition to Southeast Asia is because the money goes so much further. You know, for $300,000 to $500,000, you can't do this. You can't have a home in San Jose and have another beach home, and let's just say in Manuel Antonio, then have another beach home in somewhere in Guanacaste, then maybe have another home in Arenal, in La Fortuna. You can't do that because it got expensive. Costa Rica got expensive. Latin America got expensive. And then in Europe, you know, where a lot of retirees love to go to Spain, southern Spain, like in Alicante or Costa del Sol, it's literally going to be impossible, unless you're rich, to have a home in Barcelona or Madrid, and then have a second home in Costa del Sol, or even up north in San Sebastian. There's no way, because it's so expensive. But here in Thailand, for $300,000 to $500,000, it's definitely possible. Excuse me, let me just... And then, it's certainly possible. So he was super excited, and he's like, okay, well, my wife is going to want to hear this again, so let's schedule another conference call, and please repeat this to my wife. I said, sure, no problem. So that's what I recommend for folks, is that remember, if you're retiring, have the freedom to travel and to explore, because having multiple homes is so much fun. So much fun. And what's great about Thailand is each building, that we locate for our clients or that we live in ourselves, has on-site property management. The buildings are clean. Association dues are so inexpensive. That was the one question he popped up. He's like, well, that's great. He's like, but association dues are crazy. He's like, I can imagine, like the condos in Florida or in Las Vegas, or he said even, here in LA, association dues are expensive. I said, you got nothing to worry about. The average association due for these condos are going to be $25 to $30, maybe $40 a month, and you just pay it annually. Then he's like, okay, so what does that include? Does it include anything? I said, yes, it includes everything that a typical association includes. 24-hour security. And includes basically a building that's literally spotless, because the hourly wage here is so low that they hire so many people in these buildings to clean every single day. All of my buildings I live in, spotless. I can't say that for the real estate that I've owned in the States. I've had condo hotels in Hawaii and Honolulu, in different places throughout the United States. I could tell you, not even the association. When I pay for an association, I still don't know what I'm paying for. But here in Thailand, I'm like, I can't believe I'm only paying $25 a month and I'm getting all this, and my building is spotless. My gym is super clean. My pool is clean. I can walk out from my condo and walk out to the elevator bare feet, and I will not have dirt on my feet, on my bare feet, because that's how clean it is. So you're super excited about that. So remember, don't get stuck in one place. Have multiple homes. Then the next question that I got is from another friend that lives out in Texas. And I've been talking to him and his family for a very long time, because Costa Rica has always been something that, a place they've always been to, because from Texas, you can literally go to Costa Rica 2.5 hours. But the price got expensive, because I told him, I said, and I've known him for, geez, maybe like 6 or 7 years. I said, dude, 6 or 7 years ago, I told you to buy, and you could have bought a small home for like 200 grand, 250 grand. I said, that same small home walking us to the beach is like 400,000 or 500,000. I said, that's not cheap anymore. So he's been seeing my videos, listening to my podcast, and now Thailand is in his radar. And some of the questions that he had that we went over now, and I want to go over some of those questions with you, because it'd be very helpful for a future expat like yourself, is one thing is immigration. And I said, it's very, very simple, is that if you're 50 years old and older, you can apply for a retirement visa. And retirement visa, basically what that entails, you put a little bit of money in the bank, I think like $50,000 or $75,000 per person. So I said, you and your wife would put that in a government bank. That's like their version of our version here in Thailand, FDIC insured. You got nothing to worry about. And then it just stays in there. And then they'll ask you a few other questions. You have to get health insurance. You have to get a health check. And then you're good to go. You pay the fees and you're good to go. And then basically you have to check in, report like every 3 months. And then you have to do this. Basically, they do an interview like once a year. I think it's once a year. So I said, the process is very, very simple. I said, but for those of you that are listening, and those of you that are young millennials that aren't 50 years old, or even the Gen Xers that aren't 50 years old, you have another option. The other option is called the Thai Elite Visa. The Thai Elite Visa is something that I've been looking at, but the thing is that I'm approaching 50 here, so I'm not going to bother doing it. But if I was in my 30s, I would definitely spend the money for a Thai Elite Visa. The Thai Elite Visa is basically VIP immigration status or retirement card that allows you multi-entries in and out of Thailand for just a flat fee based on how many years you want it. So these Thai Elite Visas are 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, and 20 years. So for an example, like the 20-year Thai Elite Visa is going to cost, I think it's like maybe $45,000 or $50,000. I can't remember. And then, like for example, the 5-year, I think is maybe like $10,000 or $15,000. But what that allows you to do is you just buy it, and then you get this visa that you can get in and out. It doesn't matter what age you are. So many, many expats that are looking at Thailand as their permanent residence, they will just go and spend that are under 50. They would just, even people over 50 would do the same exact thing because the process is easy and there's a lot of benefits to the Thai Elite Visa. They'll just slap down and buy the 20-year Thai Elite Visa and just get it over and done with. So with a Thai Elite Visa, so just Google Thai Elite Visa, you'll see all the requirements and all the benefits. But some of the many benefits are is when you come into Suvarnabhumi Airport, you get your own line. You get also car service. Every single quarter, you get coupons for free rounds of golf or hotels for vacations, discount for food, discounts for so many different things. So there's a lot of other benefits by having a Thai Elite Visa. So take a look at that. Then his other question was, and this is very confusing, and I know I've said it so many times, but for some odd reason, it just doesn't stick to people's mind when we talk about home ownership laws here in Thailand. And he's like, well, I've heard you talk about it in many, many podcasts, but can you explain it to me again? I just don't get it. And he's like, what can I own? What can't I own? So to make it short and simple, here in Thailand, foreigners are only allowed to own condos free and clear. And only in certain condo buildings that have allotted 51% of the ownership for foreign ownership. So all the condos that my wife and I own, that we own together, are in these allotments for foreign ownership. These are brand new buildings. So the question you may have is, well, I want to buy a house. I want to buy a townhouse. I want to buy land. First of all, I don't recommend you buying any of those. But you can't. And you may see it online of people and foreigners, like people from Australia, wherever it may be. They bought a house in like Phuket or Koh Samui, something like that. But the thing is that it's purchased under a Thai LLC, and it's a gray matter. So what that means is you have this Thai LLC, and the LLC owns the home. But here's a caveat. The Thai LLC, unless you are married to a Thai national, you only own 49% of that LLC that owns the home. The 51% is owned by another Thai national. So that should answer a lot of questions. Why would you want to do that? You know, there are a lot of attorneys out there saying, oh, don't worry about it because, you know, we create this LLC and a 51%, we put one of our partners on it and we water down the shares. You got nothing to worry about. I don't care. I still read the horror stories. And I would rather have the peace of mind that I'm buying a home that's 100% in my name and owned solely by me. The only other option, so for an example, my wife and I were having a home built. And the reason why is because we're married. So it's okay. I don't mind. This is my wife. I don't mind her having 51% ownership and I have 49% ownership because she's my wife. So in that situation, it's okay. So if you are marrying a Thai man and you want to buy a house, okay. That's good. If you're a guy and you're marrying a Thai woman, yeah, that's fine. But if you're not married to a Thai person and you're going to do this, at some immigration attorney I just don't trust it. I've read and seen and heard too many horror stories. Stick with condos. There's nothing wrong with condo life. The benefits of condo life is, number one, you can own many of them. They're well taken care of. Condos are in better locations. That means that it's like living in New York. Outside of your condo is walking distance to everything. And trust me, when you're retired, unlike retiring in the States where you just stay home and do nothing and watch Netflix all day, here in Thailand, you're getting out because everything's so cheap. You're gonna go out, get a cup of coffee. You're gonna go out, get a quick bite to eat. You know, go to a movie theater because it's only $3 to watch a movie. You're gonna do a lot more things that are outside your home because it's affordable. So when I explain it to him, he's like, oh, okay. He's like, well, right now, you know, we have a 25 square foot home and, you know, condo living can be kind of difficult. I said, it's not. I came from, when I first moved to Thailand, I came from a 3,500 square foot home in Newport Beach, three stories. The transition's easy because there's so many things to do outside of your condo. So many things to do. You will never be bored. You're only gonna be at home to relax, to sleep, to watch TV, maybe do some work if you have to do some work or reading. But other than that, you're gonna be out most of the time. Trust me on that. You're gonna be out doing stuff. That's what makes this country such a haven for expats, is because of freedom that you have. And you don't have that kind of freedom in other countries because it's so much more, so expensive. I mean, I love Southern France. You know, looking at Southern France, whether it's Bordeaux or Toulouse or Montpellier, it's not cheap. I mean, I looked at Montpellier and I looked at some of the beach condos and they were just a run down pieces of crap, just junk, that were like 100.5 to 200. Or for 100.5 to 200, I could buy two condos for you. I could find you two condos. Brand new, or at least within 5 years old, still pretty much brand new in condo standards. So think about that for a minute. So today, I've announced some really exciting things, the bullet train, and I didn't answer your question, or answer the question, which is, what's the difference between a bullet train and the sky train, the BTS, in Bangkok? The BTS is just a rail system that goes throughout Bangkok. Very similar to like the BART in the Bay Area, or the rapid transit systems that you see in New York or in Boston. You know, these aren't high-speed trains. It's just, you know, basically a mode of transportation that goes throughout the city. Where the bullet trains are different. The bullet trains are high-speed rails that are traveling in excess from 60 to 150, Japan, that's 300 miles an hour, that are going basically from city to city or province to province. And that's what's being developed and being constructed from Bangkok to Pattaya. It's a high-speed rail line. So that is the difference. So that's one big announcement. The other thing too is for the homeowners that live in Jomtien and future homeowners that are coming to Jomtien, the city is announced and approved of a $19 million or $586 million baht project to basically fix the erosion on the beaches in Jomtien. And I am super freaking pumped about that because my wife and I, we have a routine when we're at the beach homes. Is in the early morning, we have coffee. Well, I have coffee. She's not a coffee drinker. I'll have coffee. She'll have maybe some chocolate milk or something like that. And then we will mix it. And then we will take a walk on the beach. Then in the afternoons and stuff, obviously, we're just reading, relaxing. Watching Netflix or Hulu. Actually, not Hulu. We use a VPN and we get Sling. So we use Sling. And then, you know, most of the time, obviously 99% of the time we eat out. So we have, you know, our lunches and our dinners out. But right before dinner, we would go for our second walk. Same exact thing. This time, instead of coffee, I will have a glass of wine in my stainless steel tumbler my Dunkin' Donuts stainless steel tumbler to keep stuff cold. And it's a little tiny one. It's a small one. It's like only 8 ounces, not the big 12 ounce or 16 ounces. It's a little small one. And then my wife would usually get like boba tea or Thai tea or something like that. And then we take our evening walk. And we do that in Jeomtan. It's really super nice. We just walk down the beach, watch people fish. It's just very relaxing. Look at the different resorts up and down the coast. So it's really, really nice. And the fact that they're bringing in more sand, super excited. So I hope this podcast was very helpful for the future expats and for those that are really looking at Thailand and never really thought about it before. Is I urge you to do your research. This is just one means of research. Don't take my word for it. Google it. But I've been living here as a local, and I consider myself a local. I've been here for almost 9 years now. Consider myself a local here in Thailand. So I definitely know my stuff. But Google it. Don't take my word for it. But like I said, we have many resources for you, not just videos on YouTube, on Facebook, and Instagram, but also our many, many up-and-coming podcast episodes. So thank you so much for joining me, and we'll see you in Thailand.